Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day. Baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring him my pay.
Marvin Gaye bringing us back, the late, great Marvin Gaye. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with a number three. Rob Rosenblatt is here. He's our new friend. Soon not be a new friend. He'll become an old friend one day as he continues to join us. We like having the folks at Cabbage on the show. He's the head of lending for Cabbage, and he's got a significant history in the financial industry. Cabbage.com, is that right? With Cabbage with a K.com, is that right, Rob?
Cabbage with a K, Cabbage.com.
And so, folks, we're talking about their small business Q4 report that they conducted with small businesses. And, Rob, and we went to the break. You were going to give us a breakdown by industry of what they told you, how big a deal the fourth quarter is in the annual dynamic of being successful. Go ahead.
Thanks. So in terms of the role of the fourth quarter, for online retailers, 74% find that fourth quarter is their most profitable quarter. For brick and mortar or Main Street retailers, 71%. For restaurants, bars, and caterers, 47% say that the fourth quarter is make or break. And even in transportation, 38% report that fourth quarter is their most critical quarter. And in real estate and property management, 33% say the same. So, as I said earlier, it's a make or break quarter. And also, it's a make or break quarter because costs do rise. And I think, therefore, capital becomes critical because you've got to, in general, invest money to make money. And the ways they use the money are primarily for inventory, spending on their employees, and advertising. People
yep.
sometimes forget that how important advertising is to make sure that you get your fair share of street traffic and online traffic.
Well, and it's a test of your capitalization strategy and your ability to manage your finances because – even if you're a restaurant where you get paid on the barrel head when you deliver the food, you've still got to buy provisions in advance that don't have a date on them, like cabbage or like meat. But salt and pepper and mustard and ketchup and things like that, you still have to buy those things in advance to anticipate the growth that you're going to have in the fourth quarter. Well, that has to be funded. In fact, a lot of businesses, their vendors want their money when they deliver the products, or they want the money in 15 days or whatever, and they may not collect the money for a month. Get it all in for a month. They may use a lot of their cash flow for the extra payroll, and it's a real challenge. And this is where companies like Cabbage comes in. I mean, you and local banks, whoever, wherever people get their money, their capital, when most small businesses don't have the capital, the cash flow, the balance sheet to ramp up a quarter where you do half as much business in a year in just that one quarter. It's hard to ramp up with the capital that's required for that, isn't it, Rob?
That's absolutely right. And at another time of my life, I actually co-owned a restaurant on the Upper West Side.
God bless you.
And I don't anymore, but it was a roller coaster. It was a really enjoyable roller coaster. But we weren't just managing by the quarter; we were managing by the week. And as you mentioned, the people that deliver the food, that deliver the alcohol, that deliver the napkins, et cetera, they need to be paid so they can pay their employees. And our business varied by the day and certainly by the week. So we existed at a time there was no such thing as Cabbage, but that's exactly what we needed, was a company that could help us work on our cash flow and, for that matter, make cash available as close to in the moment as is possible. And I think that's important, that as much as Small Business America tries to plan ahead, it's not always possible. And a lot of these businesses don't have time to go down to their local bank, fill out the paperwork, go through an interview, and, you know, wait for the approval. And the beauty of Kabbage is, you know, the application is quick. It's fully online. You can do it online. You can do it via your mobile phone. And you can get cash in the same day. And while this isn't an advertisement for Kabbage, I think the point is that, you know, Small Business America can't always anticipate every single need. And the beauty of online lending is that we're there for the customer, you know, when they need it in the moment, so that these customers can take advantage of the opportunity in quarters like the fourth quarter.
Well, the message that I'd like to get across here, Rob, is capital strategy. Have a capitalization strategy, have a capital management plan, so that you can acquire, you can ramp up for the growth that you're anticipating. You, if you know it's going to happen, you can ramp up for it. Because it's a full-time job just taking care of the growth and executing for customers, let alone having to become, you know, a borrower during that time. And so I like to try to get people to talk to you in August, September, July, August, September, and have it lined up so that you don't have to be fighting the cash in the fourth quarter. It's already lined up. It's already part of your strategy. And, you know, for me, regardless of whether you get it from Kabbage or First National Bank of Sheboygan, the main thing is to have a strategy. And I do like the fintech companies like Kabbage to fill in, you know, to help you out with that, be part of your strategy. And the good news is we have a lot of options. Kabbage.com, we come back. We're going to talk some more about this research with Rob Rosenblatt and a little bit more about how to work with an online lender. Quick break. Gentile students.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.